Welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast for October 2021. Hello there. Welcome back to Season 2 of our Little Podcast. My name is Scott Oshima, and I'm your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast, a special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. Brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo. Can you believe summer is already over? For this episode, we celebrate the changing of seasons and the beginning of fall. We'll hear from our very own master artist in resident, Hirokazu Kosaka, sharing memories of the autumnal colors at his childhood temple, music from Margo and Radio Little Tokyo, Mia Iwataki sharing about a lovely Sunday at the Little Tokyo Koban, and a special ukulele song with Chester. After a grueling summer of heat, Little Tokyo is finally cooling down. In the ancient Japanese calendar, there are actually 72 microseasons for all the little changes in the nature around us. Nature is a little different here in Little Tokyo, but our version of October's microseasons includes wild geese return to the LA River, chrysanthemums bloom at JACCC, crickets start chirping around our doors, and the first chill. Do you feel the seasons changing? For the first time ever, we want to welcome Hirokazu Kosaka to our podcast. Kosaka-sensei has been JACCC's Master Artist in Residence for nearly 39 years and is an ordained Buddhist priest at Koyasan Temple here in Little Tokyo. Kosaka-sensei will share a very special memory of the fall season at his hometown monastery.
We started in the early morning light on the path through rugged mountains. A young monk was waiting for us at the old dilapidated gate. My father and I met the head priest. Then the monk led me to my room. I was 8 years old. Next morning, my head was shaved, and I was given a list of chores to do. Once, when I was raking the yard, the head priest was changing a paper screen by the veranda. The new screen had a painting of a strange rainbow. The color was missing. I asked the priest why. He said that I would find out and just walked away. Almost 20 years has passed, and on a rare visit to my hometown, I went back to the monastery. The head priest suggested I stay at the monastery for a year, and I agreed. Early autumn came. One day, as the sun was about to go down behind the mountains, the head priest called me to have a tea with him on the veranda. When I raised the tea bowl to my lips, something blinded me. It was a color filling the bowl. I sat there in an ear-splitting silence. When I looked up, the priest was gone. The color was coming from the maple tree that surrounded the temple. At the time of the year, all the leaves turned brilliant red, and at a certain time of the day, everything is illuminated by them. The rainbow screen, the lacquer flooring, my face, and the arbor of floating wine cups.
And now, Margo, spinning some 45 vinyls from the late Matao Uwate's classic vinyl collection and the former Radio Little Tokyo.
Thank you. たに見つめられる「いつもいつもいつもだけれど」「胸が迫り涙があふれてくるのよ」あなたの目の中に雲は流れて、あたしの愛が震える。いつもだけれど、なぜか心せつなく別れの辛さを思うの、あなたの目の中に星は潤みて、あたしの愛がおののく。
Have you ever been lost in Little Tokyo? Well, you're in luck. Little Tokyo has our very own Koban Visitor Center. Here's legendary activist, writer, and local historian Mia Iwataki sharing about the power of our community every Sunday at the Koban.
Sundays at Koban. Did you know there was a Little Tokyo Koban Visitors Center? Koban was opened in 1996 by the Little Tokyo Public Safety Association as an information center to provide tourist and safety information and to serve as a link to Little Tokyo for visitors from all over. Koban also helps the local community with public safety, police relations, emergency preparedness, and it's a certified Red Cross training facility. It's open every day except Sunday, staffed by all volunteers. At a Little Tokyo Historical Society meeting, Bill Watanabe asked what we thought about keeping the Koban open on Sundays during the busy summer months. The next thing you know, we had teams of 3 to 5 volunteers signed up for every Sunday from June through September. It was rewarding, fun, and often surprising to see who was coming to Little Tokyo on Sundays, to see what they were interested in, and engage with them over Japanese-American culture and history and the issues of the day. Our teams were random, based on availability, so a bonus was the opportunity to spend quality time with a variety of LTHS members outside of meetings. Each team kept notes on their day, written in the spirit of the raconteur chronicler. Here are some excerpts. In July 2018, our first year, David Nagano reported enthusiastically, "Wow, this Koban exercise seems to be really working. We had 56 visitors Sunday from all over the world, Uruguay, Korea, Spain, Tokyo, Germany, Taiwan, as well as New York, Oregon, Atlanta, and Cincinnati, plus a whole lot from California from as far away as Bakersfield and San Diego. We were able to give even local visitors some extra color of Little Tokyo, and they were appreciative. It was hot, but visitors streamed in and seemed very thankful. Fortunately, Bill was able to get air conditioner to work after contacting Brian Kito in Japan. We tried to emulate Mia and Mike and be as engaging as possible, and everyone seemed appreciative of the extra effort and were surprised that there was so much culture, history, and shopping hidden in this small area. Thank you, David." A fun example I remember was a group visiting from Taiwan who were interested in gardens. When David mentioned the secret gardens atop DoubleTree Hotel, they got really excited. Turns out the group leader got married at those very gardens back when it was the new Otani. Mitchell Ninomiya recalls one August when 26 visitors came from France, Korea, Japan, India, Colombia, Turkey, Reno, New York City, Denver, Colorado, Culver City by way of Seattle, and Claremont. There were also a few locals from LA. This was the first time in Little Tokyo for almost all of them. I remember that day. The first visitors were Courtney Ozaki and Carrie Koga from Denver, Colorado, who were brought in by Steve Nagano, their tour guide. They were members of the Japanese Arts Network and involved in a project to revitalize Sakura Square in Denver. They shared many concerns and commonalities with LTHS and with the Little Tokyo Community Impact Fund. They're planning another trip to Little Tokyo and have agreed to do a presentation and update on the Sakura Square in Denver, as well as to come to a Community Impact Fund meeting. Great way to start the day. Our LTHS Koban Sundays were always interesting. Of course, some patterns emerged. If there were young ones, anime in the jungle was a top attraction. And we had to let folks know that despite its long lines, Daikokuya was not the only ramen restaurant. Koraku, Hachioji, and others are equally as good. There was always a fun surprise, like a group of women who were on a scavenger hunt for Gardena Buddhist Church. David was nice enough to walk them to one. There was also a fun surprise, like a group of women who were on a scavenger hunt for Gardena Buddhist Church. David was nice enough to walk with them to one of the designated locations. Or a big family of Chinese Americans from Houston, Texas, who came to eat okonomiyaki for the first time before going to the toy district. The positive impact of our Sundays was summed up by LTHS member Shelley Nimi, who wrote, "In volunteering at the Koban, since I grew up coming to Little Tokyo, I can see where I take my frame of reference of Little Tokyo for granted. So it was a joy and a privilege to be able to share with the various visitors my favorite places to see and go to in Little Tokyo. It was also a great opportunity to learn more about Little Tokyo through the stories of other LTHS volunteers." Thanks, Shelley. The Little Tokyo Koban Visitor Center is located at 307 East 1st Street next to Onsen Hardware and Fugetsudo. Postscript. There were no Sundays at Koban in 2020 due to the pandemic. This year, 2021, the numbers were down. Temperatures rose to three digits, which cut down on crowds. And instead of directing people to Tanabata's or Obon, We had flyers for free COVID booster shots at the Tokyo Mall. Most notably, there were only a couple of visitors from outside of the U.S., Belarus and Virgin Islands. And yet, engaging with people coming to revive family memories and the positive energy of first-time visitors to Little Tokyo have us looking forward to 2022 and more adventures at our Sundays at Koban. This is Mia Iwataki for Little Tokyo Little Podcast.
Please enjoy the special ukulele song, Momiji, performed by our very own Chester Ike.
Aki no yuhi ni teru yama momiji Koi mo usui mo kazu aru naka ni Matsu o irodoru kaede ya tsutawa Yama no fumoto no suso
up our fall season episode. Thank you to Kosaka-sensei, Margot, Matao, Mia, and Chester. Make sure to stop by the Little Tokyo Koban Visitor Center at 307 East 1st Street. And please join us next month as we honor our ancestors and those who have passed for Dia de los Muertos. Little Tokyo Little Podcast is brought to you by Japanese-American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, and our generous funders, the Kresge Foundation and the Rotary Club of Little Tokyo. We are wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast.